Hello, and welcome to Tech Access DemoCast, review of the Brilliant 40. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this DemoCast. I'm going to be reviewing the Brilliant 40 Braille display by Humanware. I'm in the market for a Braille display, as many of you know, and this was the first model I had to review and test. So I had it for about 5 days and learned how to do various things. I did not learn it up and down, inside and outside, through and through, but I did learn how to do some things that we'll talk about. First, I'm going to talk about the unit itself. I'm going to talk about how it interacts with the iPhone and the computer, primarily using the JAWS screen reader as an example. Let's take a look at the Brilliant. This is a display, like I said, by Humanware. It runs around $27.95 in price. The Brilliant itself, when you open the box, will come with a CD, a USB cable that's fairly long, and of course the unit. And I think the 40 and 80 come with carrying cases. I mean, the 40 and 32 come with carrying cases. I'm not sure about that yet. I have it from a dealer, and he just gave me a little sleeve to put it in to protect it. Let's describe the unit. It's about a half, 3/4 inch thick, about 2 inches wide, and I have the 40 cell, like I said, so it's about a foot long. It's made out of aluminum or metal of some sort. It's got 4 rubber feet kind of on the bottom. If you lift up the unit and search on the back, it has a serial number, or which we would consider the bottom of the display if you're holding it on your lap. Let's describe the actual sides and top of the display. The back side is empty. The left side is empty. The right side, the sort of 2-inch panel on the right, has a couple things on it. It has a USB cable, a port, a micro USB port, and then a on and off switch. The left front edge has 4 keys. They are called thumb keys because you can operate them without lifting your hands from the display, and that really is a nifty thing. The left thumb key, the up thumb key, the right thumb key, and the down thumb key, and they perform various functions. The pressed in combination and separately. The 80 cell has 2 sets of thumb keys. Now we'll examine the top of the unit. Just above the thumb keys on the top of the unit are 2 space bars. Above the space bars are the 40 cells of the display. Above the cells are the cursor routing buttons. Each cell has a little button that routes the cursor to it when you're performing various functions. Above the cells is an 8-dot Braille keyboard. Keep in mind, the space bars are below the cells. The keyboard is above the cursor routing buttons and the cells. And so from left to right, it's backspace, dots 3, 2, 1, and then a kind of a space of 1.5 inches, and then dots 4, 5, 6, and an enter key. That's if you want to enter 8-dot Braille, you're set. To the left and right of the display, respectively, are 3 little round buttons. They are called command keys. On the left, you've got command 1, 2, and 3 going from top to bottom. And on the right, you've got command 4, 5, and 6. These are keys that will allow you to perform various functions without leaving the display. So sort of like thumb keys are designed to do. So that is the display itself without even turning it on. I'm going to turn it on and you may hear a beep. Very loud beep. And if you just press it for a second, it'll turn on. If you press it for 10 seconds, it will do a factory reset. And as I have turned it on, it says Humanware Brilliant BI40. That's what's going on with the display right now. Now, if I press the left and right thumb keys, go up and down, left, up, right, down. And if I press the left thumb key, I'm getting restore default settings. I'm in a menu. This is without being hooked to any device or anything. This is just the menu inside the Brilliant. Braille test. If I press the Braille test, what it does... Okay. What it does is if you press the left thumb key, it will activate the Braille test. If you press the right thumb key, it will stop it, and it will keep testing cells 7 and 8, 5 and 6, or 3 and 6, 2 and 5, 1 and 4. And there's also a column test as well. If I keep pressing the left thumb key, I press the right thumb key and it stopped the test. If I press the left thumb key, it's no longer on Braille test. Now it's on protocol, is HumanWare. Bluetooth pin, it gives you a Bluetooth pin. Keep pressing, and this is all in computer Braille, by the way. Bluetooth name, sounds, USB charge. So that means you can charge it with your USB cable. The Braillant does not come with an AC adapter. Auto power off, 15 minutes. You can change that. I pressed the left thumb key, and which is right near the up thumb key on the left, and it says 5 minutes. Press it again. Disabled. 1 hour. 30 minutes. Now I'm back to 15. Press the up thumb key. I keep saying left thumb key instead of up, but that's what I mean. Firmware gives you the model of the firmware. Serial number. Up thumb key again. Channels. Auto. You can change this with the left thumb key or right thumb key, and it will say channel Bluetooth, channel USB. I want it to auto, and this means that when you hook it to a device, it tries to determine what channel you're using, whether it's Bluetooth or USB. Battery level, 96%. HumanWare Braillant 40 BI. This, we're back to the HumanWare Braillant, the first menu item. And if you press the down thumb key, the up thumb key again is on the far left. The down thumb key is on the right. Press both of those, you will cycle through the menu. So that's the Braillant's menu. And you can, you know, do things with some of the various items. I am going to turn the unit off. I'm going to talk about how to pair the device with the Bluetooth, with the iPhone. I noticed this device loses its connection a lot. People from HumanWare say it's just because it's Bluetooth. I have my doubts. Although, they may be right, Bluetooth is somewhat unstable. However, this is kind of annoying. When I tried, what you have to do is turn on your iPhone, make sure it's on, then turn on your Braillant, and make sure that it's on. Basically, make sure Bluetooth is enabled in your settings, and then go into VoiceOver, find Braille, go into there, look under the list of Braille devices, and see which ones are there. If Braillant is not chosen as your Braille device of choice, choose it, and then it will, if you double tap on it, it will try and pair your Braillant. Your Braillant, as I said, has to be on in order for that to work successfully. And then it will say, do you want the Braillant to pair with your mobile device? You say yes. You will have to sometimes enter a PIN code. And once that's done, it will connect. Just as now I'm using the Braillant with the iPhone. And I pressed H with the command keys. That took me home. Home on the iPhone is where the heart is. That's where I go for anything. You can also do an H chord, which is space and H on the Braille keyboard. So let's simply go along using the left and right thumb keys. Up is on the far left, then you've got left and right. Using the left and right thumb keys, you can basically navigate the screen one item at a time. Apple folder, 9 new items, 6 apps. So that's all displayed on the Braillant. Music folder, 6 apps is displayed here. News folder, 2 apps. Reminders. Weather folder, 3 new items, 5 apps. Productivity folder, 6 apps. And it just keeps going. Now, I'm going to get in page 104, adjustable. How do I adjust it? We'll get there in a second. Phone, that's on the dock. And how do I get to the next page? I'm on the end of page 1, but where do I go? You can press O with the command keys. It's sort of like a right arrow key. Or you can press O chord, space, and O on the keyboard. I like the keyboard because I'm a Braille Light user and that was what I used to use. But the O with the command keys looks better, or is easier, theoretically. I find these keys take a lot of pressure, and you have to be sure to press them all at once, and sometimes that can be a little irritating. I mean, it can be a little difficult for me, but maybe I'm just hard to please. 60 new items? Oh my god! 4 apps! Oh my lord! Messaging folder, 7 new items? Oh, I haven't checked all my stuff in a long time. And I could keep going. O chord or O with the command key will go from page to page. What if I want to read everything? with the display of, well, what if I want to turn off the speech because maybe I'm finding speech annoying? That is M with the command keys for mute. Now, what if I want to read the whole screen at once? Say I've got an ebook or something. Now I've just got a page of screen, but what if I want to read it all at once from the top? Downcast. Whoa, that was fast. Woohoo! Let's try and slow that down, see if it'll work. I mean, it was like scanning, whoop, downcast. Then it was at the bottom. And I'm kind of like, you know, that's impossible to read it that fast. Dots 345 should slow it down with the command keys, or 345 chord. Now, how do I get back up to the top? Yes, dots 123 with the command keys goes to the top, or 123 chord. In order to demonstrate how to type on the Bluetooth, or I mean on the 8-taught keyboard, I am going to go into the Twitter app for the iPhone. This is sort of simple app. So in order to do that, I'm going to go into my Twitter folder by pressing one of the cursor routing keys above the word Twitter. And then in the folder, I'm going to find the Twitter app and do the same thing. So in order to activate an item on the iPhone using the Brailliant, you simply press one of the cursor routing keys above the word once you get to the word. I will mention here that if you want to pan the display, you can use the 2-5 2-5 chord, 2-5 on the command keys, or the up and down thumb keys. And I am in a list. It's very easy to enter to find the new tweet button. I have troubles in Echophon finding the compose button for some weird reason. So I'm in Twitter. I'm just going to enter a new tweet. Let's press the cursor routing key above new tweet, one of them. And I am currently in a blank portion of the display, and I'm just going to say, this is one of my last tweets using the Brailliant. And I can type in grade 2 Braille because I enabled that with VoiceOver, if we remember. This is one of my last tweets with the Brailliant. There it is. Tweet. There it goes. I find sometimes the scrolling is a little bit fast. So the display is very responsive, but if VoiceOver is saying two or three different things at once, it's sometimes hard to read them. It goes by pretty quickly, and I haven't been able to satisfactorily slow that down yet. But that's basically an explanation of how to type in the Bluetooth keyboard. Some of the ways in which the thumb keys operate, very slight explanation of that. And also how to select items using the cursor routing buttons. You just press one of the routing buttons and it automatically selects it, which is very nifty. So that is basically the Twitter and iPhone features on the iPhone and using the Brailliant with iOS devices in a very quick way. I want to talk about how to use a Brailliant with your computer, and I'm going to talk mostly about how to pair it with your computer. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about how to use it with various screen readers because the short answer is I don't really know. I know how to somewhat use it with JAWS, and I'll tell you how to adjust the options related to Braille in JAWS, but I don't know how to use it with System Access or Window Eyes. One cool thing about the Brailliant with the computer is that with a lot of screen readers, including JAWS, you can type in grade 2 Braille in programs such as Microsoft Word, and that saves you a lot of time. So you can type in Braille instead of using the keyboard. Additionally, you can do a lot of the screen reader commands with the Brailliant rather than using the keyboard. So theoretically, you could use your computer without a QWERTY keyboard, using the Braille display only. The Brailliant sometimes has a lot of trouble with a computer when it's set to auto. Remember in the menu I said that the channels were auto USB and Bluetooth? It's best if you want to use your computer and you've got it on configured with a USB cord, hooking up to a USB cord. You've got to you want to set the channel to USB. If you use auto and the Brailliant, it sometimes gets really confused and you end up with weird things on your display like question marks and ends and number signs and things when you're using it, and you just don't want that. Before you even use the display with the computer, though, you need to install the drivers, and those are the important things on the CD. You've got the Brailliant USB driver that needs to be installed before anything on your computer. And after you install that, you should install the driver that goes with your screen reader, and that would be the JAWS driver. In my case, it works with JAWS versions 10 and up. So once you install those two, you set the Brailliant channel to auto. You turn your computer on, obviously. I turn my screen reader off so that when I turn my Brilliant on and I load my screen reader, then it will start to display, hopefully. So it's very important that you've got those drivers installed. If you're using USB, you might want to change the channel to USB because the Brilliant has some troubles. If you're using it with Bluetooth, I don't know enough about using the computer with Bluetooth and the Brilliant, although I know it can be done. I never tried it. If you're using USB, Humanware does have some tips on its support pages about how to properly make sure your Brilliant and your computer work cozily together with either USB or Bluetooth, and I recommend that you check those out for further instructions. I won't be giving a, you know, long demonstration here. I demonstrated the iOS devices because it was simple, simpler than the computer, at least I found. I found the Brilliant and the computer just didn't work well together, unless I specified USB, on the channel. And with JAWS, I didn't like it. There were a lot of things I could adjust. Using the Settings Center and the Braille Manager, there are a lot of different things I could adjust in JAWS. And so that was good to find out. But I found that for some reason this Brilliant was not working with Microsoft Word. It would completely crash the computer and do a lot of other crazy things that I think maybe it's my setup, maybe it's the Brilliant, the firmware that was on this dealer unit. I'm not exactly certain. But apparently it was working with the dealer's computer, just not with mine. But that's sort of a rundown. If you want really detailed instructions on setting it up with your computer and using it with the various screen readers, again, visit the Humanware support page. They've got not only how to set it up with your PC, but also instructions on using the Brilliant with JAWS, Window Eyes, and I do believe System Access. So check those out. This demo cast has been a very brief, quick, and dirty review of the Brilliant Braille display by Humanware. I hope you enjoyed the review. There are some things I definitely like about the unit, some things I do not like. I love the thumb keys, back, forth, up, and down. You don't have to leave the display in order to use them. You just have to push your thumbs against them. The command keys I find a little bit hard to press, but I do like the fact that you can issue various commands without leaving the display. And the keyboard I absolutely love. It is a very responsive keyboard. The keys are very soft to the touch, and it's very ergonomic. The two space bars make it nice, too, because you can use both of your thumbs very easily on those. And I just love to be able to type contracted Braille into the computer and into the iPhone. It's wonderful. So those are my thoughts on the Brilliant display. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.